In the Johns Creek area, five candidates are competing in a special election for a state House seat. The contest is to replace Representative Lynn Riley. Problem is, the vote takes place just a few days after the new year. Paul Troop is running as an independent, and he says right now he's not even trying to break through all of the holiday clutter.
You have to respect the voter at this time. I mean, they've got other things on their minds, and you don't want to suddenly start yelling things at them.
But as soon as Christmas is over, Troop plans to swing back into full campaign mode. He wants to raise the amount of education funding in the state budget, and will get that message out in several different ways.
You try to use social media because it doesn't cost as much. Trying to reach out, just talk to people, going to shopping centers and just introducing yourself, that sort of thing.
Another candidate in the race told me he's also waiting until after Christmas to resume his campaign. Other candidates in the contest sent out mailers with season's greetings messages on them. In general, University of Georgia political science professor Charles Bullock says campaigning near the holidays isn't easy.
And we know that even if this were, you know, a much calmer time, almost any other time of the year, there would still be very low turnout for a special election. And so this simply compounds the challenge of trying to get to those relatively few voters who will actually go to the polls and cast the ballot.
So how can candidates reach those voters?
A phone call is better than a mailer. We know evidence of that. If you could have someone, a volunteer, go and knock on their door, that would also be more effective than doing a mailer.
Bullock says the key is to find a way to target voters who will actually show up at the polls. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.